Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. My presentation is about the recalibration of the Framingham equation for predicting cardiovascular risk among Latin American population. I have no conflict of interest or relationships to disclose. First of all, I want to acknowledge the investigators of the Latin American Consortium of Studies in Obesity, who provided the data for this study, the University of Wisconsin Global Health Institute and the Universidad Industrial de Santander in Colombia, which are my sponsors. This is what I'm going to talk about. As a background, cardiovascular diseases are the leading cause of mortality worldwide, accounting for 30% of all deaths in the world. In Latin America, the situation is the same as it is here. Cardiovascular risk factors, incidence and mortality from cardiovascular disease have experienced an upward trend as similar to the one that was observed decades ago here in the States. The estimated losses in gross domestic product due to cardiovascular diseases and diabetes in Latin America has been ranged from 0.8 to 7.1 billion in Latin America. And the good news is that 10% of that loss could be offset by 2015 if we can achieve an additional 2% annual reduction in cardiovascular disease mortality. The assessment of the impact of cardiovascular disease as well as the prevention efforts are significantly impaired in Latin America by the lack of data on the incidence of cardiovascular disease. This is because the management of cardiovascular risk factors among individuals at high risk is mainly conducted by classifying individuals at high risk of cardiovascular disease to have them going to prevention programs. What we use to do this is to use the Framingham equation that you know was developed using data from a large cohort of white middle class individuals here in Framingham. But we don't know if this equation is valid in different populations. What we have found after doing a little review was that the Framingham equation overestimates the risk in many populations. This is mainly due to because of the baseline risk of cardiovascular disease and the level of cardiovascular risk factors are slightly lower in other populations than they are in the States. A systematic assessment that was conducted years ago found that the Framingham equation accurately predicted the cardiovascular risk among seven cohorts from the States and Australia and New Zealand, but it overestimated the risk in 18 cohorts from Europe. Among Latin American countries, we don't have many data about this issue. I found just these three studies, one conducted in Uruguay, which found that the Framingham equation overestimated the risk of cardiovascular disease among women, but not among men. In a study from Mexico, they found the opposite. The Framingham equation overestimated the risk among men, but not among women. And the Puerto Rican study was conducted just in men, and it found the same. The Framingham overestimates the risk among these men. So the problem with this overestimation is that a high proportion of low-risk individuals is likely classified as high risk of having a cardiovascular event, and they undergo unnecessary interventions with potential adverse effects, and this is likely to lower cost effectiveness of primary prevention programs in the region. So with all that in my mind, my aim was to recalibrate the Framingham equation for use in Latin America. To do that, I first estimated the prevalence and distribution of the cardiovascular risk factors in the Latin American population, specifically the ones that I included in the equation. Then I estimated the incidence of cardiovascular disease. As I said before, we don't have many data on this topic, so I had to do some different approaches to get this incidence. And finally, I reformulated the Framingham equation. So, first of all, the equation that we used to do this was the resin equation developed by D'Agostino et al. It is published in circulation in 2008. It uses that form. It's a cost regression model where the baseline survival as a function of the baseline incidence cardiovascular disease, the individual values cardiovascular risk factors, and the average values cardiovascular risk factors in the population is used. So that's where I changed with my data from Latin America. I changed the baseline survival. We use the individual data from my population, and I use the average values of the Latin American population. And I keep the same coefficients of the cost regression, so the relative risk for each factor were assumed to be the same in both groups, the Framingham cohort and the Latin American population. There are studies that show that we are not going too wrong by doing this. And this is because we don't have data to get our own estimates of the coefficients. So to estimate the prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors, I use the studies included in the Latin American Consortium of Studies in Obesity, which include studies from these eight countries. They are 11 studies from these eight countries. We have a total of 31,000 people in the database. Due to the methods that were used in those studies, we also conducted multivariate imputation by chained equations, and the estimates are average across 10 imputed data sets. And we use also post-stratification by age and gender distribution of the whole country-specific population in order to be able to generalize our results to the whole population in those countries. So we use this kind of methods always when we use this data set. We calculate the average of the blood pressure using two measures. We estimated the serum glucose, total cholesterol, and HDL using enzymatically measurements by aromatic methods. The diabetes was defined as fasting blood glucose equal or over 126 milligrams per deciliter or having drug treatment. And smoking, current smoking, was defined as smoking at least one cigarette per day. To estimate the incidence of cardiovascular disease, that was the hardest part to do. I used three different approaches. The first two were to pull available incidence data using a random effect model. To do that, I did it first with using the Dersimonian method, the one that is included in the Stata software. And then I did it using a Bayesian approach. And the last method that I used was to bad predict incidence using a model on the relationship between disease incidence, duration, and prevalence of the disease. To do this, I used the prevalence data from the LASO data set. I used the software at this mode too to do this. To average or pull the reported estimate for the two first methods, I conducted a meta-analysis, so I did a searching on databases, focuses on Latin American publications. I used as a keywords incident rates, cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, stroke, cohort study, and Latin American or Hispanic or the name of the countries in Latin America. As a selection criteria, I just look for cases diagnosed by a physician and studies conducted, cohort studies of living subjects among 30 to 74 years old, who are the target of the Framingham equation. I also screened reference lists, and I contacted the last investigators and the authors of the papers that I found to ask for additional reports. For example, it's a paper just have some results I contacted the author and I asked him to provide me with the whole results so I can calculate the incidence on that study. Well, after having the prevalence of the cardiovascular risk factors and the incidence of or the baseline risk of cardiovascular disease, I then averaged the 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease predicted by the original Framingham equation and compared it to the recalibrated Framingham equation. I also estimated the proportion of people who would be classified as high risk of developing cardiovascular disease, defined as having a predicted 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease equal or greater than 15%. I conducted my analysis in the general population as well as subgroups of population with cardiovascular risk factors. And finally, I conducted some logistic regressions to estimate or to look for factors associated with the likelihood of being classified differently with the two equations. So this is a summary of my results. This is the distribution of cardiovascular risk factors comparing the Framingham cohort with the population in Latin America. As you can see, the ones that are in blue are the ones that are lower in Latin America than in the Framingham cohort, and the red ones are those who are worse in Latin America than in the Framingham cohort. For example, among women, the proportion of diabetes is 3.8%, and in Latin America is 6.2%. So, and the ones that are on black are about the same. These are the studies on the incidence of coronary heart disease that I founded. Just 7 studies, but the last one was conducted just in men. The follow-up time, number of subjects, number of coronary heart disease, and proportion of coronary heart disease, or this is the incidence of coronary heart disease and the incidence of cardiovascular disease among women, and this is among men. So those were the ones that I pulled. And these are the results of the baseline risk after conducting the 3 methods that I already talked about. The first two are from the pooling of the data that I founded in the published literature, and the third one is the one from but estimating the incidence using prevalence data. And the last one is the one from the original Framingham cohort. So as you can see, among women, there is not a big difference on the incidence baseline risk of cardiovascular disease, but among men, the difference is really big. Well, after recalibrating the Framingham equation, changing the numbers in the equation, I predicted the 10-year risk. This is with the Framingham equation with the pool, using the pool risk, the incidence estimated pooling the data, and this is using the incidence estimated, with using the prevalence data. So as I said before, for women, the difference is not as big as it is with men. This is the proportion of women and the proportion of men classified as high risk of cardiovascular disease. Even with our data, women has the Framingham is going to underestimate a little bit the risk. And in among men, the Framingham equation is going to overestimate for a big amount the risk. I also conducted some studies trying to reveal if gross domestic product, or as a proxy of the income from the different countries that I have in my data set, has something to do with the differences. So I divided the countries based on their GDP to see if the Framingham equation and the recalibrated equation work different regarding the gross domestic product. As I said before, among women, there is not a big difference, although in countries with low GDP, it seems to that the Framingham equation underestimates the risk in a greater amount than when we have the whole population. And among men, the situation is the same. It doesn't matter the GDP of the country. The Framingham equation, which is this in blue, is overestimating the risk. This is the analysis conducted by subgroups of people having the presence or some cardiovascular risk factors. So as you can see, the results are about the same. Among women, there is not a big difference. Among men, there is a big difference. But there are some risk factors that increases that difference over the others. For example, smoking is a big one for men. And these are the results from the logistic regressions. So no bit different from women, and the overestimation for men is about 30% if you have hypertension, 12% among diabetic men, 44% among hypercholesterolemic men, and 38% among obesity men. In conclusion, among cardiovascular risk factors included in the Framingham equation, systolic blood pressure, total cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, and smoking are lower in Latin America than in the Framingham cohort, and diabetes is higher among Latin American women. The incidence of cardiovascular disease is lower in the Latin American than in the Framingham cohort. The original, taking those results into account, you can conclude that the original Framingham equation, which is broadly used in Latin American countries, overestimates the predicted 10-year risk of CVD in Latin American men, but not in women. These results call for the use of the recalibrated Framingham equation to stratify Latin American individuals, mostly men, by risk of developing cardiovascular disease. This predictive risk from the recalibrated Framingham equation should be used to plan and to evaluate a preventive program in Latin America instead of the original Framingham equation. And the most important for me is that cohort studies in Latin America are needed to get accurate data on the prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors, the incidence of cardiovascular disease, and the relative effects of cardiovascular risk factors, so we can not just to recalibrate, but also to validate the Framingham equation among our population. Thank you very much.